I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Love Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm so excited to be back on the air again. You know, I've had to take the last few months off. You know, summertime, it's great for reruns and everything else. But, you know, those of you who've been on the journey with me know that safety bags and now stadiumbags.com has really just kind of taken off. And I can only wear so many hats. And I have to say this to all of you who've been on this journey with me for years. This is why you don't give up. It truly is why you don't give up. We were at the Ed Expo in March. We met with Amazon. We got nominated for Family Choice Awards. That was my last time I was on the show live. Well, you know what? In May, we won them. And June 3rd, we launched on Amazon as an Amazon-sponsored product. Our school line is actually sold by and shipped by Amazon.com. How exciting to be the only clear bags that Amazon sells. While there are other people out there selling clear bags on Amazon, we're the only ones they sell. And 4 days later, I get a call from Kevin Harrington and Associates, who's one of the original sharks from Shark Tank. And August 22nd, we actually filmed our commercials for As Seen on TV. And, you know, you all have been with me on this journey, and it's so fun because you never know who you're going to meet along the way. And today I'm introducing you to Nicole Maxine, who is going to become an integral part of Word of Mom Radio here. In January, I decided to take the ferry. I came up to Connecticut to get some things out of my storage room when I was living in New York and decided to take the ferry back to Long Island rather than drive. And I get there and I see this beautiful woman, the cutest baby you ever want to see, and a puppy. And I'm like, oh, you gotta love that. So, of course, I wound up with the puppy and she had the baby. And we, you know, wound up spending the hour and 20 minutes on the ferry together and have stayed friends ever since. And it's a total trip to me that being 17 in my soul, the fact that my birth certificate belies it or however you say that, it's so funny to me because now I'm at that place in my life that so many of the people I meet, I'm old enough to be their mom. but it's funny because in being that, there are those people that you meet that you do kind of feel like a mom to. And it's funny because that's how I feel about Nicole. And she is what this show is all about. And exactly why I began Word of Mom Radio, to give women working from home, raising a family, a voice. And Nicole's voice, not only is she raising a toddler, she's a military wife. So her husband didn't even get to meet their son until he was about 7 months old, you know, and it's just remarkable. And I'm so excited to have her here and I want to bring her in so she can share her journey with all of you. So, Nicole, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
And thank you for having me, Dori, and Word of Mom listeners. I am happy to be a part of the team.
It's so amazing, everything that's going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And like you said, everything just falls into place, you know. That ferry ride, I really didn't think I was going to meet someone who would, you know, point me in the direction of a childhood dream of mine to, you know, go out there and share my story with other people who are, you know, essentially in the same boat as me. But you know what? I didn't even question it when it happened, and I'm still riding the wave of great feelings about everything. So,
well,
I'm excited for this journey.
I mean, let's face it, when we met, I said to you on the boat that I wanted to do a style segment, like a 4 to 6 week style segment. And I mean, I have to explain to you, this woman had a 6-month-old, a carriage full of stuff, luggage, a puppy. And you know what? She was styling. She was looking good. And anybody that can do that, I was like, boy, could our moms learn from this. Because it doesn't take a lot to actually, you're going to grab clothes anyway. So grabbing something that actually is comfortable but still looks good can happen. And it was funny because I had said to Nicole, I was like, I would love to do, and so now we've been trying to get this style segment going. But she moved, I've been on the road, stuff with safety bags and stadiumbags.com has just taken on a life of its own. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I don't even know when we're going to be able to get this going. And I knew we'd be back live in September. And it was so funny, in August, she and I were talking, I was actually going up to pick her up at the ferry to meet her and Rowan, who's her cute little boy. You see him on the graphic on our homepage. And we were talking on the phone, and I believe me, it was never a thought in my head. And I said to her, you know what, I should really pass the reins to Word of Mom to you, because something has to give. I want to continue doing my Thursday, you know, Mompreneur model show. But we have all of these fabulous shows that we have created in our business spotlight and the Author's Alley and our parenting corners and Music Monday and everything else. And I don't want them to disappear, but I know I can't do it alone. And again, it was just the perfect fit at the perfect time. And how exciting is it? It really is. And I love that this is a childhood dream of yours.
Yes, and I really am looking forward to not only enhancing Word of Mom Radio with fashion styles and trends, but also, you know, quick and easy beauty techniques, you know, just to keep you from not looking like you just rolled out of bed and ran out the house with your cup of coffee and your little ones. Not to mention really great things to do for your hair or your skin, you know, as the weather changes from summer to the fall and even into the winter. We have to, you know, keep conscious about the seasons changing, not physically around us, but, you know, within us. My hair, summertime is super big and curly. Wintertime, super flat. So I definitely need to understand how to, you know, cater to that end. I would love to, you know, share my tips that I've learned along the way, as well as interview a few beauticians, you know, that I've met throughout my years of trying to figure out how to control this lovely mane of mine and kind of pick their brain and get to know, you know, what's really trending right now in terms of healthcare or hair health care. So I'm really excited about that. And not only, you know, with your beauty care, your fashion sense has to, you know, fit for each season. So I'm really excited to share some of the quick and easy fashionable tips that I like to keep in mind, even if I'm not, you know, full-fledged, dressed to the nines, but I still want people to take me serious as soon as I walk out the house. I don't want to look like I'm the bird lady from Home Alone 2 in the Central Park.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've talked about this on our business shows, on the Mompreneur Model Show and everything else. Just because you work from home doesn't mean you should be doing it in sweats. Because guess what? When you run to the bus stop, CEOs of other companies bring their kids to the bus stop too. They bring them to the supermarket. They get their nails done. you never know how you're going to meet somebody that can be part of your business or you part of theirs or whatever. And you do what you said. It's true. You want people to take you seriously. You know, my mom, and I'm going to actually play some of her music today because her birthday was the other day and I didn't get a chance to come back on. And you know what, dang it, it's my show and I get to play my mom's music if I want every once in a while. But she would always say to me, don't leave the house without mascara. Everybody knows you're my daughter. My mother took her shower at night and put her makeup on to go to bed. You know, because she came from that glamour era. Are you kidding? Her false eyelashes, she actually glued them to her own eyelashes because she never took them off. But it's true, you know, but it's funny because it's amazing even just doing that. Or for some women, it's lipstick or touching up your eyebrows. Just that one little thing before you walk out the door that doesn't have to take a lot of time, but makes you feel good too. You know, it's those little bitty things that you can do that really help, like I said, yourself feel good about you. And because I mentioned my mom, and God, she was just so beautiful. She just celebrated her 22nd birthday in heaven. And I want to share one of her songs with us today. And it's called The Birth of the Blues. And it's just one of my favorites that she ever sang. And this actually, the music that I have that my mom did, she was with Les Paul one night and they were hanging out at his house with a bunch of musicians and they just decided to go into the studios and we lost the recordings for almost 20 years. And my brother found them Christmas last year. And it was the first time we had heard my mom's voice in a really long time. So enjoy this and then we'll be back live on Word of Mom Radio.
See you soon.
Oh, they say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they can croon as only they can. They only had that rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, and they say that's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze out in the trees singing with melodies, and they made that a part of the blues.
I just love listening to my mom sing. I really do. You know, it's an amazing thing to get to hear her voice again. And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with the lovely Nicole Maxine, who you are going to be getting to know starting next week a lot, because on Monday, I actually am taking Word of Mom Radio on the road as I travel cross-country to the Celebrity Red Carpet Safety event out in Sony Studios in L.A. And again, as I said earlier, you know, don't ever give up on your dreams. They contacted me because they met somebody that had one of our stadium bags. I think she was carrying our clear mini messenger bag. And the woman who was carrying it connected us on Facebook, and they called to see if I would donate bags for the swag bags. And it started that way, and it ended with me donating bags, having a booth, broadcasting Word of Mom Radio live, and they're actually giving me 3 minutes to speak about our bags and school safety. And let's face it, y'all know me, I only need two. But I'll take the three. And Nicole is not only going to be broadcasting with me as I'm doing this cross-country drive, but she will be with me at the event. And it's so exciting. How excited are you to be coming out to LA
beyond,
for the Red Carpet Safety? Right?
I am beyond excited. And the fact that I can actually bring my son to work with me and not get sideways looks is probably the most fulfilling feeling as a mompreneur, and to be, you know, versing myself in safety for when, you know, he gets to be school age, and implementing those ideas for him right now is amazing, because boys will be boys, and I have a very rambunctious, loving, crazy, wild boy. He runs.
Oh, yes,
and
do.
Has no fear. So...
And, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have the fear. That's the mom thing. You know, dads see them on their big wheels, and it's like, oh, yeah, look how they're going. And moms see them on their big wheels, and they go splat, and their brain goes everywhere, because that's a mom thing. You know?
Definitely. Definitely. I don't think my heart has been in its right place since I gave birth. It's been in my throat, or, you know, coming, bulging out of my eyes, for whatever he's getting himself into. And honestly, all I can do is laugh. Sometimes it's not appropriate to laugh, but you just got to roll with the punches and keep life going. So that's what I've definitely embodied in the sense of parenting is one big joke. You know, you have to keep a smile on your face. You can't take it too seriously, because then you'll miss out on the cute little things that they do. And every day is a new day. I feel like I blink and he's just grown into this little gentleman, you know, holding the door open for me, or holding my hand and giving me a kiss on the hand. Or if I have my feet up and he's running by, he'll make sure before he runs off to the next room, he kisses the top of my foot and goes on about his adventures. And it's by far the sweetest thing ever. So I thoroughly enjoy that aspect of it, but I also want to keep him safe. So being able to attend the 5th annual Celebrity Red Carpet event in LA is not only a wonderful, like, experience to network with other mompreneurs and women in business, but it's preparing me for that next step that they don't necessarily tell you while you're doing Lamaze classes. They don't tell you that, hey, your kid's going to have to go off to school and you have to worry about a million and one other things. Or, hey, your kid's going to get a folder of a lot of papers that you're supposed to sign, and you'll never see those papers that need to be signed because they're in whatever Marvel's book bag, or, you know, superheroes book bag that is filled with color and filled with life in itself. And you can never see just right into the bag when he's of school age, he'll have a stadium bag that will allot me, you know, the less of a headache to say, oh, there's a folder. There's a special note for me from the teacher, from the school, right there. I don't have to ask him and quiz him. The school is already an adventure for him. He's not going to want to keep up with, oh, this message is for mom, and I need to turn this in at that time. I was a kid not very long ago and had to report these things to my mom. I got in trouble a few times, but I learned my lesson. Had I had a stadium bag back then, I probably wouldn't have had tough lesson, you know, every so often during the quarters.
It's funny because moms not only say that about our school bags, you know, that they can find things and everything else, but they also love that it's like, no, you can't take the Pokemon to school. Get it out of your bag. No, you can't take this, or their juice box exploded. And guess what? They left it in the closet for 5 days because they didn't tell you. It washes right out. You haven't destroyed your bag. There's so many applications and things, and believe me, they are kid-tested and, you know, definitely mom-approved. I want to take a quick station really quickly just to say thanks to our sponsors today. Donna Cravata is the CEO of Social Sage PR. It's a boutique digital media agency, and she's also the creator of the Total Social PR System. They take a different approach to social media, and the work that they do is all about using social media, SEO, and PR to find the right conversations online, build relationships, and turn possibilities into opportunities. They have created a system comprised of marketing strategy and planning, and then add on social tools to cut down on the noise online, and it opens doors quickly and easily to connect with the right people. Because you know what? Before people buy from you, they need to know you and trust that you have something of real value to share with them. And that's where social media and the quality earned media or PR can really grow your business by gaining visibility online in a very targeted way. So I really suggest reach out to Donna, Social Sage PR. You can find her all over social media. It's a great way to get the conversation going. And, of course, our other sponsor is us, Safety Bags and StadiumBags.com, which is the division of our main company. And so excited about everything that's going on. And you know, we'll be probably finding out as I am doing the cross-country drive when our commercials will be hitting the air with As Seen on TV. And it's just, it's so funny because people have said to me for so long, including listeners to this show, oh, you should go to Shark Tank. You should go to Shark Tank. And we didn't have to. A shark found us. You know, how fun. You know, when Nicole and I met, I was getting ready to go out to the Ed Expo. I was telling her about our bags and going out to Nevada and, you know, trying to get everything relaunched again because we rebranded and retooled and redesigned. And, you know, it's all about reinventing yourself. It's part of what life is all about, isn't it? You know, and now
exactly. Look
at you. You are a wife. You are a mom. You are a radio host and style editor and all of these things all rolled up in one. Just because we both took a ferry.
And I'm constantly... All because we took a ferry, and I'm constantly finding ways to better myself through my talents and my pastimes and my passions. Started off with fashion. As a young girl, I always wanted to be a runway model. However, I stopped growing at the lovely height of 5'5". So that was never a dream fulfilled, but I've done my share of putting together fashion shows for various cancer foundations, as well as putting pieces on and actually strutting my stuff on the runway, because not only did I have the confidence, but some of the designers that I've met throughout my life, not big designers, they didn't make it big, you know, they were just little people like me with big dreams, and no one told them they were crazy enough, you know, until they realize, okay, this person's going to go somewhere. And these amazing individuals, a few I will be interviewing because they've gone on to not just doing charity fashion shows, but they've gone on to opening their own full line of women's fashion that is available in all 50 states. Yes. So I'm really happy that, you know, not only did my passion for fashion for all these years have kept me in touch with so many beautiful souls, and, you know, traveling, constantly moving, some things I need to put in place. I need a good faith-based family, and I need some work really phenomenal to get my hair done. The nails I've kind of given up on just because it's something I actually find fun doing. I actually sit down and paint my nails, and my friends like to joke around and call me Mei Ling, but I take it as a compliment because I save a few bucks every month, and that is my pure joy. So, like I said, from fashion to health to just regular parenting, I read every book under the sun about how to be the best mom. And truth be told, I didn't learn it from the books. I learned it from the aches and pains before my little man was here and the aches and pains after he got here. You know, is he okay in his bassinet, even though it's 3 feet away from me and I can see right into it? Or is he ready to be eating solids? And do I really want to know what's in my son's food? Which led me on a journey to actually pureeing his first solid foods for the first 4 months. I was a pureeing goddess and whipping up different recipes. And now I have no problem with fruits, veggies, chicken, any kind of meat. He's eating it, no questions asked. I actually have to sneak away with his plate when he's done eating to, you know, lessen the blow so he doesn't realize, hey, all my food's done. I need more. Wait, am I supposed to scream or am I supposed to just sit here and be content? So I'm so excited for everything that is falling into place with Word of Mom Radio, and I cannot wait to meet more women in business and more mompreneurs because this is the new hat that I'm wearing, and I am going to don it with every fiber of confidence that I own in my body. So,
and rightfully so. And you know what I have to say, as far as parenting books and everything else, the best thing I ever heard of was Amy Hilbert Davis and the Balance Map, which is just the greatest thing ever because it actually gears a parenting quote-unquote book specifically for you based on your moods, your days, how you react to things, how your children react to things. So that's the way to do it. And you know what? New mom or not, and as much as you enjoy everything about your son and it's so much fun to watch, you really don't take any grief at all. You are really spot on with your parenting, and it's really fun to watch. And I can't believe how fast a half hour goes. And we're winding up here. Again, I just wanted to get everybody introduced to Nicole, get everybody geared up for Word of Mom Radio live from the road. We're going to be doing Facebook Lives. We're going to be doing all kinds of things as I am on this amazing journey out to the Celebrity Red Carpet event. And then I go from LA down to Florida to actually sit face to face with Mr. Kevin Harrington at the Innovators Think Tank. So again, you don't want to give up. You don't want to keep starting over. Don't give up. You guys can do it. We can all make this happen. And this is what Word of Mom Radio is all about. So Nicole, can't wait to get on the road and get closer and closer to hooking up in LA with you. How fun is this? Next time I see you, it will be in California. But I'll be talking to you probably the next time from Ohio, I think, will be our first stop, or Pennsylvania. Who knows? We'll be on the road somewhere.
But I'm here. I'm ready for it. I'm ecstatic about this whole experience. Thank you, Dori, so much for going out on a limb and just saying hi and opening that door on that, all those months on the ferry, you know, those many months ago. So thanks for opening this door, and I look forward to knocking down everything in our path and building up all the women, especially the women in business and the mompreneurs that we will meet in our journeys together.
Right on. And on that note, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. We will be coming at you again live on Monday, September 12th. From where? I'm not sure. It's going to depend on where I pull over. But you know it'll be somewhere as we go cross-country with Word of Mom Radio. So until then, Nicole, thanks so much for being here. I'm so glad you're part of this. And for all our listeners, thank you always for sharing us and being there with us. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of everybody here at Word of Mom Radio saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Toodles.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. They changed the game again with unlimited freedom. Unlimited mobile optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Can you hear that? Visit Sprint.com/freedom today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Those taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Private and network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.